Hey, everybody. It's Maria Boynton reporting. I'm talking to Bruce Griggs. He is founder of the Greg Street Academy. Of course, we know the namesake of the program, Greg Street. He works here at the Intercom family, V103 personality. Now, Bruce Griggs, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, as you said, my name is Bruce Griggs. I'm originally from a little small town south of here called LaGrange, Georgia. I grew up in that town. I grew up working in the community. There's a recreation center down there named after my father for the work that he and my mother did in the community. So this is like something that's been in my blood all my life, is working with kids.
This is something huge that we're talking about today. We see crime and we see the news stories about teen violence, and some are even younger than that, slider crimes. Things of that nature, right?
Yeah, we see all of that. And not only do you see it in the community, you see it in the schools, you hear about it in the homes. Our entire community is infected. And being an infected community, we look at violence as a disease, and we try to approach it in that sense.
You know firsthand, you're a probation officer,
yeah,
correct?
That's correct. I am a juvenile probation officer by trade.
Now, what ages do you come in contact with to where you see these problems with them?
Well, working with the Street Academy, we deal with kids from the ages of 8 to 17. Mm-hmm. Inside of the juvenile justice system, we deal with them all the way up until 17 years old.
A few days ago, the assault on the wife of Dr. Walter Young, who, of course, is the brother of Dr. Andrew Young. She was with her car when several teenagers threw her to the ground.
Yes, they did. Yes, they did.
An elderly woman attacked for her car.
Yeah, Maria, unfortunately, these are new days and times. There used to be a time when even guys who were doing dirt in our community, guys who were selling drugs, or guys who were prostituting, it was always off limits to older women and children. But now what's going on in Atlanta, we got kids attacking older women with no remorse. We just had a 6-year-old child get shot and killed by a 17-year-old in a drive-by, and we don't say a word. We've become desensitized to these senseless killings that's going on. And we've got, I keep saying, enough is enough.
So what is it? Is it because it's not our family that it's affecting? We don't care?
Wow, you said a big one there. A lot of times, until it hits home, people really don't care. They don't think that it's going to attract you. I'm not raising my child in that particular fashion. That's not who my child is. Well, your child is going to have to go out and interact with other children in the world. And this used to be a problem that we only thought happened in the hood.
Mm-hmm.
No longer. Hood disease, what we call it, hood disease has spread throughout the community, not just in the hood. The violence can go anywhere. When you got dreams that have been deferred and kids that can't get to their goals, and that all the anger, fear, and pain that they have to deal with inside. A lot of times when the kid that just jacked somebody, that's the end result. But what was going on with that kid when he was 12, 13, I mean, 11, back going backwards, 10, 9, 8 years old? These kids don't come out their mother's womb being bad. They don't come out like that. This is a learned behavior.
I understand that yourself, Dr. Walter Young, the Greg Street Academy, you all are coming together to try to make an impact for the better.
Yeah, I really am thankful to have not only be working with Dr. Walter Young and Andrew Young at the Andrew and Walter Young YMCA, but also Mr. Gavin McGuire over there, who's the executive director, who's been very influential in making the spearhead and making this happen. They've always done things in the community over there at the Andrew and Walter Young. So now they've taken the forefront to spearhead this particular campaign that we're introducing to Atlanta called the Metro Atlanta Alive and Free Campaign. Campaign against youth violence. We're looking for all people in our community to come out. We don't just want to stimulate the business sector. We need each and everyone to come out, be a part of this particular campaign. You can do something. Everybody can do something. There's one something that you can do with a kid. This is something I've been preaching for over 20 years. I had a chance to be in, I call it in the lab. I was in the lab when I worked in Bourne Homes. We stayed over there. We had a chance to work with kids who other people had turned their backs on. We were able to help these children eliminate certain risk factors out of their lives and help them to adopt new rules to live by. We teach these kids rules like, you know, there's nothing more important than a person's life. You can never kill an enemy. A friend is a person that never leads you to danger. That's a new rule that kids, they don't get that. They call everybody their friend, you know. But even adults have to learn that new meaning of friendship.
Well, What's Alive and Free?
Alive and Free, I'm glad you asked me that question. Alive and Free is the name of a violence prevention program called the Omega Boys Club Street Soldiers. It's a nationally recognized youth development and violence prevention organization that's headquartered out in San Francisco, California. I had the opportunity to being trained in this particular curriculum by Dr. Joseph E. Marshall. He's the head director of the Omega Boys Club, and the mission, we follow the same mission for all of the people who are facilitators out here of the Alive and Free, and our mission is to keep young people alive, unharmed by violence, and free from incarceration.
Well, what's the prescription? How do you plan to change these children?
Wow. Well, at the heart of the Alive and Free prescription is the notion that violence is a social disease with an explicit treatment process. Disease is transmitted by the germs of bad information, bad instruction, bad advice, and bad example, that to young people it kind of appears to be good. The youth are exposed to these germs through their families, their peers, and their neighborhoods, and also through the music, television, video games, and movies. The disease appears as techniques for survival when, in fact, the opposite is true. Our youth are infected, and they don't survive. They end up going to jail or they die. The Alive and Free prescription works to change children's belief, change their attitudes and their values and actions that promote violence. Our goal is to keep them alive and free.
So, Bruce, how can people get involved?
People can get involved in the Alive and Free program by coming out to some of our events that we're going to be doing. We're going to be doing a forum for the kids. We've got a Sisters of Tomorrow lock-in coming up when school is out. And then we go back to doing the Call to Manhood. They can go to a GoFundMe, Alive and Free Atlanta.
Bruce Griggs, thank you.
Thank you so much, Maria. Thank you so much.
I'm Maria Boynton reporting.